I can't quite leave the subject, since the contest, I guess, is raging at the moment. You may not have heard, but on the 21st of December 2005, Tony Blair wrote a commentary that was published in the Independent newspaper in the United Kingdom. It was in the context of the big day for homosexual civil partnerships, and it was titled, Why We Should All Share in These Celebrations. He claimed much of the opposition to equal rights for gays was downright spiteful. I'll give you just excerpts from what he said. Across the country this week, hundreds of couples will be celebrating a major milestone in their lives. They will be followed by thousands more in the coming months as same-sex couples take the opportunity to gain legal recognition and protection for their relationship. The Civil Partnership Act may not be the biggest change that this government has brought in, but by correcting an obvious injustice, removing fear and providing security, it will change the lives of tens of thousands of people for the better. It is also, importantly, another step towards the fairer, more tolerant country which this Labour government pledged to build. I'm skipping away down in this commentary, and again I quote him. By 1997, Blair says, society's attitudes to lesbian, gay and bisexual people had changed dramatically. That was when they came to power. There is, as we have seen already this week, still some opposition. Thank God, there is. He is talking about us and others like us. There is still some opposition to these measures. But I don't believe these views reflect the opinions of the overwhelming majority of people in our country. He then says, there was something I was determined to help tackle. I was struck when I listened in the Commons to debates on the age of consent and other issues like this. Just how much of the opposition was based on prejudice, which was very old-fashioned, he might say biblical, and at times, he says, downright spiteful. It seemed to me that a Labour government committed to equality must take action. And then he gives the catalogue of concessions that have been made to the sodomite community over the past number of years during his Labour government. He says, I am proud. It was the Labour government that has brought in these modernising and fair measures, and I can't imagine that any government will reverse them. There is, of course, no room for complacency. There is still too much injustice, discrimination and unfairness. But in ceremonies up and down the country this week, we can also see that as a society and country, we continue to move in the right direction. So what, he wants us to plummet headlong to hell? Bring everyone down with us? Well, he's saying, by these measures we are continuing to move in the right direction. That's a good enough reason for us all to celebrate. That's the definitive word of the British Prime Minister on the Civil Partnership Act. That was brought to my attention, and I guess I was still buoyed up with the opposition that had been raised over the past week, and I thought, right, no time like the present, let's write. And I wrote to the Independent, and here's what the letter stated. I write with reference to a statement by Prime Minister Tony Blair on the subject of civil partnerships published in your newspaper on Wednesday, 21st of December 2005. Judging by its content, it seems evident that Mr. Blair is intent on continuing to spin his way to his own demise. Though he acknowledges the presence of some opposition to the introduction of the Civil Partnership Act, he opinions that this view does not prevail among the overwhelming majority of the people of our country. Strange that he should say this. On the morning of the first civil partnerships in the United Kingdom, a telephone vote conducted by the BBC in Northern Ireland yielded a figure of 70% opposition. However, in case this result should be dismissed as the unrepresentative opinion of a backwater province, allow me to draw attention to a recent poll by Sky News. More than 58,000 persons responded to the question, "Do you support gay weddings?" Again, the level of opposition topped 70%. Mr. Blair argues that equal rights for homosexuals is an exercise in tolerance. I cannot help but wonder if this is the same brand of tolerance that dispatches police officers to the doors of respectable senior citizens to counsel and warn them that they are walking on eggshells when they make a simple request to place Christian literature alongside homosexual propaganda in a public place. Or indeed the same kind of tolerance that permits humanists of all shades to publicly regale our holy book, the Bible, and direct all manner of blasphemy at our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and then brand us homophobic and bigoted, and accuse us of hate crimes the moment we utter a word on issues of conscience and public decency. While Mr. Blair's hands-on concern for this country will cease before the next election, our concern extends to and beyond the next generation. We deplore the fact that our own children and grandchildren will be victims of the culture of perversion he has consistently legislated to create. Yours sincerely, my name there. I've been encouraged to receive a number of emails, contact through the internet, the sermon audio site in particular, and I got a couple of messages from one person from Switzerland today, Christian Rass. Thank you for your courageous messages on the gay movement and its agenda. As a former homosexual, now saved by the grace of God, I can testify to the accuracy of your comments on the gay lifestyle. All it will bring to a person is physical, mental, and spiritual destruction. There is definitely nothing gay about being gay. And the comment that he made on one of the messages, in fact the message we preached here last Wednesday evening, well, I'll not read that out, I'll let you surf the net. Locate it, find it, and read it there. But it is particularly encouraging to receive a message from such a person. There was an English preacher from Salisbury that phoned me up last week. He's involved in a court case. He's already been in court, tried, convicted, found guilty, because he took around town on his car a sign whenever there was a homosexual display going on, and the sign said something along the lines of, "Reject the Bible, and you could end up becoming gay." And in fact, it was probably, "Reject the Bible, and you could end up becoming homosexual." And he was referring to what it says in Romans chapter 1. They throw out the Bible, God throws them out. Gives them over to a reprobate mind. It isn't a matter of genes, it isn't a matter of how you're born, it's what you choose to become. And sin propels you to it. But they brought him into court. Didn't put a custodial sentence on him, just bind him over to keep the peace for 6 months. But he thought, no, this is quite a landmark case, this is an important thing, I'm going to contest that. And he is contesting it through the courts again. What he's looking for is a person who is a former homosexual who has been saved, and who can say, now, God can change a homosexual. And has changed one in changing me. I have been converted, that lifestyle I have rejected, I now abhor, it is behind me. The very next day I got a contact by email from another brother up in the north of England, around the Newcastle area, telling me, just a matter of information, he was saying, look, there's a guy who's putting out a book here on homosexuality. Here's the web address for this man who's writing the book, and he has got a woman who was a former lesbian from Northern Ireland, and her testimony is in the book. So I said to the Salisbury preacher, I don't know how quickly I'll be able to help you out in this one, or how if I will be able to trace a former homosexual who will be willing to testify for you. But I passed on that information to him, and hopefully that will be exactly the information that he needs. But we are in the battle, and it is a struggle, and we do need to collate this kind of information and keep it in circulation and keep the biblical truth in front of the homosexuals, because that is the only way to see them delivered. The only way to see them saved, of course, their hackles are raised and the hair stands on end whenever God and the Bible and the gospel and grace are mentioned. But thank God many of them have been saved. And we believe and pray that many more shall yet be converted in days to come.